Good morning. We're continuing Chiyum Hilchus Shabbos, and we are learning Klal Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel, the Melachos of Mavshit, Ma'abed, and Maleach. We're looking at Siman Yud Beis, where the Chayyadim tells us that when it comes to Chaylev, the processing of fat, which is used to smear on things, is used as candles, it had other usage other than food, because the person was not eating them. So over there, the Rashi Shita, which is the Ran in Beya, Rashi and Ran in Beya, hold that the Malach of Ibud applies to Chalev, whereas some other Rishonim seem to say not like that. So the Chayyadim mentions this concept. We were just trying to understand why this is so. What is the difference between saying that an Oichol, there's no din of Ibud, and in Chalev, there is a din of Ibud? So we mentioned one explanation why Eini B'Varichlin, which would come out that would apply to Chalev as well. Another suggestion is we find by multiple malachas that there's a rule of that it doesn't apply to Achila. There's Ein Tzvi B'Varichlin. There's no the malach of Memachek or Memareach B'Varichlin. Ein Ibud B'Varichlin. So we have this concept that multiple malachas do not seem to apply to the oichel. So we said one explanation why that would be true and that would apply to these other malachas as well. But there's a Taz. The Taz says a fascinating thing. The Taz in Siman Shin Mem talks about moichek. In a case where it's derech achila, he said there's a heter of derech achila. Now the Torah did not limit the process of achila. So, because the turns out live in the process of achila, the same way there's no bird which is derech oichel is mutter, and the toichin which is derech oichel is mutter. So moichek derech oichel is also mutter, and that's the chiddush of the Taz. So that logic would apply to these things also. It requires something which is derech achila. So chelu which is not derech achila will not have this leniency. Understanding the Taz, what exactly this heter derech achila is, which is extrapolating from Berer and Teuchen to other malachas, and saying that's the explanation why in Tzvi Barichlum and in Ibud Barichlum it's going to be difficult. The chur, the logic, but the reason why the Torah said Berer doesn't apply to derech achila and Teuchen doesn't apply to derech achila, because Berer and Teuchen are inherent parts of the process of achila. Person eats food, he grinds it down in his teeth. Part of the achila process is a person is able to take food into his mouth and spit out the part which is unacceptable, which is inedible. So that's inherent in the Maisa achila. So by definition, a Maisa achila is not the same thing as a burr, otherwise you couldn't eat. A person, if eating would not be excluded from the Malach of Teuchen, you can't eat because you're grinding things down with your mouth, your teeth. So you're doing Teuchen. So that tells us that clearly that the definition of the Issur of the Torah has more details to it than just the simple action. It's only when it's not applying to an oichel. That should then extend to moichek and say, well, every time you eat something, you're doing mechik on a letter. So it must be the Torah was not to do mechik on a letter, which you might be able to eat that. That's not true. So a person can avoid doing mechik by biting into a letter. The Taz says it's mutter. So the Taz sees some version over here that just simply because it's derech achila, that makes it mutter. So I don't have a good hesber in it. Why exactly that should be so, but that's what the Taz understands. So that would give us a window, according to the Taz, into other malachas as well, where derech achila is going to be mutter. Part of the oichel process is going to be mutter. If it's done not part of the oichel process, for example, chaylev is going to be usher. That's a potential explanation. In these Rishonim, So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will move on to the next clown. Meanwhile, have a good day.